From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. The chair of the state Republican Party, Kirby Wilbur, is resigning to take a job in the other Washington with Young America's Foundation, a conservative outreach group whose activities include the National Journalism Center, which trains journalists to combat what they call bias in mainstream media. So what kind of shape is the Washington Republican Party that Kirby Wilbur leaves behind? Chris Vance chaired the state Republican Party from 2001 to 2006. He's also a former state representative and former King County Council member. Today, he's a public affairs consultant. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
So in his statement, Kirby Wilbur modestly proclaimed, "We have had many successes and I have had some failures." How would you evaluate what he's done with the Republican Party?
Well, in terms of winning and losing elections, the biggest problem Republicans have is their national brand. And that manifests itself on the West Coast. I mean, it is very easy for Republican state party chairmen to claim victories in places like Alabama and Georgia and Texas and Oklahoma, a lot harder here in Washington or Oregon or California. So it's really hard to blame any party chairman for the overall state of Republican wins and losses. With that being said, the number one job of the state party is to do the mechanics of the elections, the get-out-the-vote program. And by all accounts, that was a big problem this last cycle and something that has to be fixed. So that in terms of that technical aspect of running campaigns, I think there was a lot of problems with the state party this last election cycle.
That's just the nuts and bolts, getting the volunteers together and knocking on doors and doing that sort of thing?
No, it's a multi-million dollar effort to identify voters and then turn them out. In a state like ours where you do not register by party, it has always been the primary mission of the state party to try and identify who is a Republican in the state of Washington and then make sure they turn out to vote. Which means you have to go through very sophisticated mechanics to try and identify voters as Republicans or Democrats or Independents. And then you use a mix of paid phones, paid direct mail, and volunteer efforts. But the biggest problem is identifying voters. Who is a Republican? Which households are likely to vote Republican? And, I mean, I could talk for an hour about this. It would bore everybody, but...
We get the gist. So part of this is the mechanics.
Yes.
The Republican Party chair has to get the mechanisms in place to identify those voters who are likely to vote your way and get them out there. But you mentioned the national brand is a problem. Is there any way a state chair can do anything about that? Can a Republican Party at the state level create its own brand apart from the national brand, or at least not suffer from the national brand?
There are things you can do. There are things that I tried to do when I was chairman to talk about specific Washington state issues and focus, for instance, on Olympia and say, you know, the Democrats have been in charge for a very long time and there are problems there. So there are things you can do, but you're constantly swimming upstream. You know, when your candidate for president is losing by 15 percentage points, that means that your candidate for governor and other offices, they've got to convince tens of thousands of people who are going to vote for Democrats at the top of the ticket to then switch over and vote for Republican farther down. It just makes everything very, very difficult when your party's losing at the national level.
The chair of the state Republican Party is an elected position. Who's likely to step up?
Well, I've been on the phone and emailed today with a lot of Republicans. This caught everybody by surprise. There is no one person who everyone is rallying around at this point. There's a lot of worry and a lot of talk going on. This is a big problem because the state party is a multi-million dollar political operation, and you can't just elect somebody who is a local party activist who has never managed a political staff, has never run an office like that, is completely unknown to major donors, can't raise money, can't deal with the Seattle media. The state committee has to be very careful here not to elect somebody who's not qualified to do the job.
Chris Vance, are you interested in another run at it?
You know, I get asked all the time what I'm running for next, and I keep reminding everybody I'm a guy with a mortgage and kids I got to pay to go to college. Politics doesn't pay very well. That's why I'm not doing it anymore.
Hey, Chris, thanks for talking to us.
You bet.
Chris Vance chaired the state Republican Party from 2001 to 2006, and now the state Republican Party has to find a new chairman. Kirby Wilbur is leaving that post behind.